And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 682 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. This is Ask Roz and Mocha, where we go through and answer all of your questions and invite two of you to join us on the show to ask your question to the room. Rachel, welcome to the podcast. What's your question?
So my question is, I remember on a previous podcast, Shem was taught, you were all complimenting Shem on his new haircut. And he said he changed the style up a little bit because the woman he was with said it made him look too round. Is that his current partner?
Damn, Shem.
Y'all remember everything.
Wow. Yo, when it's on the podcast, it's there forever, bro.
Cow, bro. Okay, so the question was, you shaved your head because you said that a woman that you were with said that it made you look too round. And the question is this the current woman in your life?
No.
It's not?
It's not.
Okay.
But I've had like girlfriends in the past who have said, yeah, don't go bald. Don't do the bald look because it just makes me look like an M&M. Like I just look so round.
Oh no!
And look, I'll be the first to admit I'm a bit of a bigger boy now, especially. And you know, I guess I'm every part of me is more round and yeah, bald head and all. So right. Yeah, I just don't do the bald right now. I got a cap on. I've got hair on my head.
I saw you the other day without your hat on for the first time in a long time, and you had hair.
Yeah.
When I picture you bald.
Really?
Yeah, I do. In my head, I picture you bald. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? All my social profiles, I think, are all me with the bald head. But I'm going back to growing hair because I just can't. I can't deal with the Shem, you look round
thing.
Because there's nothing flattering about when somebody says you look round.
But what about your girl now? Does she like you with hair, or does she prefer the bald look?
I would say with hair, but I used to do like this like faux hawk thing. I don't know if you guys
remember that.
Love that.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to grow that back, but it's taking a little bit. You know what I realized, guys?
Yeah.
Man, this is rough to even say. Oh, my glasses off here. Okay. But I'm like thinning now. Like I'm not even growing everything back fully.
Wow.
I'm like thinning now.
Hold
on, let me show you.
Yeah.
Like if you look
here, I gotcha.
I'm like thinning now.
But you know what though? You got the head for it. Yeah, it's fine.
My hairline, I've got like a five head. Like, look at my hairline.
But if you grow it out long, it'll cover that.
No, just goes with because with black hair especially, like it's not like you can't drape it over like white guys do.
Yeah,
right? You can't do the comb over.
I ain't getting bangs or anything like that.
No, it's not going to grow his bangs out.
Yeah. There you go, Rachel.
Damn. Shem did one photo shoot. I don't know when you did this photo shoot, Shem, but every now and then, you know when Shem throws up a thirst trap on, from the black and white set? Like, I don't know when you did that photo shoot, but every now and then, Shem throws one of those up, right? And just like, the comments just start rolling in, it looks like it was all from the same shoot. How many of those pictures do you have?
Listen, there's a rollout plan, okay?
Okay. I love it.
Rachel, appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for the question. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. Don't give a reason, okay? It always hurts my feelings. Okay.
Have a good day, Rachel.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mocha, if I could for just one second, because I've been sitting on this question now for a while. Huh. So one of a huge Roz and Mocha fan named Kara, she wrote me and said, hey, bring this up on Ask Roz and Mocha. And so I've had this now in my inbox for a while, and I've been thinking about the answer, and it took me a while to get to where I'm comfortable with this question.
Oh.
And I'll ask it now to the room. I've thought it through, okay? But I'll ask it now to the room, okay?
Okay.
So if your girlfriend and your mother Freaky Friday'd, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the only way to switch it back was to have sex with one of them.
Oh my God.
Which one do you choose? Maria, this could be Louie and your dad as well if you want to take part in this. I don't know if you do. You don't have to. No pressure.
Can you repeat the question?
Okay. I'll say it here. If your boyfriend and your dad Freaky Friday'd, meaning they switched bodies, the only way to switch it back is to have sex with one of them. Who do you have sex with? You don't have to answer, Maria. We can leave you out of this. If we're crossing a line here, okay, you don't have to take part at all.
I've
thought a lot about this.
Okay, you have an answer.
I have an answer. To me, there is only one answer. There is only one answer. So Mocha, if Jenna and your mom Freaky Friday'd, okay?
They would live the rest of eternity in those bodies.
You wouldn't switch them back?
I couldn't.
You couldn't?
I couldn't. No, I couldn't.
But then you would be living with your mom's body. Like, it would be Jenna. Okay.
But with my mom there?
Yeah. And like when you guys go on vacation and stuff, it would be Jenna, but your mom's body in a bikini, right? Like,
would she sound like Jenna?
No, she wouldn't. But she would have Jenna's personality, but she would sound like your mother.
Bro, that's so messed up. Okay. Like, Kara, why would you ask that question?
Okay. Shem?
Bruh, I go to church, man.
Okay. So Shem's not answering. Marie's not answering.
Okay.
David Mori. No.
So it would be whom?
It would be Matthew.
To me, let me just say this. There is only one answer to this question.
Okay.
And
I need to know what Maury's answer is.
Let me do this first. Okay. Let me do this
because
first.
Because for Maury, it would either be Matthew or his dad.
So it would be Matthew's body and his father.
Yeah.
Right?
Frank?
Or Frank's body with Matthew. To me, the only answer to this question is there's one outcome where I'm the only one that goes through the sort of anguish of things, okay? I'm the only one who is left with scars, and that is to Freaky Friday with my mom's body with Catherine inside. Because I'll tell you why though. I'll tell you why. Okay. Because Catherine and I are very used to this. We've done this before. Okay. We've made love many
times.
No. We've made love many times. Yeah. Right. So that would not be unusual for her. Okay. It would be horrifying for me because it would be my mother's body. But if I went the other way and said Catherine's body with my mom, then my mom is left with the memory of that. In this situation, I take all the damage on me and leave everybody else to what they're used to, which is Catherine and me making love and my mother having no idea what it's like.
This is like an episode of Black Mirror right there. Yeah. That's so messed up, Kara.
Yes. You'd be able to look at your mom?
No, I wouldn't. But what I'm saying is that I would take that on myself and not put any burden on them. You know what I mean?
Like, By the way, I'm not answering this.
I couldn't put that on either of them. Okay, so Maury, go.
No, I can't. No, it's different in my world.
It's not different in your world.
Oh, it is.
No, it's not.
I couldn't.
It's not different in your world.
I couldn't do this.
It's the same thing. So you for the rest of your life would live with Matthew, but only your dad, Frank.
Like, but that, I lived with just my dad for many years. I'm used to living with just my dad.
And you didn't sleep with him? You didn't go in the same bed with him?
I have. When we went camping.
Yeah, that's not the same.
No, you know what we mean. No,
I know, but I'm fine to just not ever do things again.
Well, you have been.
But you're going to like sit on the couch with your dad, like with Matthew, but it would be your dad's body. And you're going to talk about how hot guys are like on TV and stuff. And then maybe Matthew's going to get excited one time and want to get handsy with you.
Oh,
but only it's going to be Frank's hands.
Frank's voice.
Right? No. And Frank's voice.
Yeah. Maury.
Right?
Oh, man.
Right? Like, you have to end it. You would have to end it.
Yeah.
You would have to end it.
Yeah.
You couldn't live like that.
Not a chance.
Right? Maury, follow me.
Maury. Now, do you think that Matthew would shave Frank's mustache off?
First thing he would do.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Probably get him to the gym, too, right?
Test out that new heart.
Yeah. Like if Matthew was inside Frank's body, I'd give it 6 months and Frank would be in the best shape of his life.
So fashionable.
Like Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. New clothes, all this other stuff.
Oh my God.
I really do think that if Matthew and your dad Frank, Maury, if they Freaky Friday'd, I think that would be the best thing that ever happened to your dad. I think he'd be eating better, getting exercise.
So if they Freaky Friday'd, one of them has to go live with Donna?
It would be Frank's personality, but with Matthew's body. So like Matthew's body would then be sleeping with Donna.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, trying to discipline the kids
too. Yeah.
Hey, you laugh. Jenna has to sleep with your dad.
Yeah. What?
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 If they freaky fraud. No, it would Jenna would be wouldn't
what?
right? Because if they Freaky Friday'd.
If who Freaky Friday?
Jenna and your mom.
Yeah.
So then Jenna in your mom's body.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Vern, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Jenna's body would be sleeping next to Vern every night.
No.
Yeah.
Kara, don't ever submit a question ever again.
Banned.
Here's a question.
I love how all you guys would end your relationships. You would just walk away from family and love.
Yeah, but you're the one that's sleeping with your mom.
Yeah, because I love them both.
This question.
I don't know what is worse at this point.
Yeah. Maria, you're just lucky you didn't have to answer the question,
Listen,
okay?
I would flee immediately. Yeah. Immediately.
The Mixed Breed DJ says this. What was the update for Ross's first dance song at his wedding?
What was the update?
Because I guess a lot of people...
We all submitted our guesses.
Right.
Oh, is that
what
happened?
Right. Yeah, you guys all gave me some ideas. Yeah, hold on here. So this, I used to love this song a lot. You'll have probably never heard this song. It's like an old sort of like 70s rock song called Do Ya by a band called ELO. So this is how it starts. Okay. So, but the lyrics are really beautiful. And then do you remember that show Californication?
Mm-hmm.
So on Californication, which had a lot of really great music, there was somebody who did a cover, a guy named Neil Nathan did a cover of that old rock song. Mm-hmm. And this is what it sounds like.
Oh, wow.
Super pretty, right?
Quite different from the original.
Yeah.
Do you want my love? Do you want my face?
Yeah, beautiful.
Right? So this is what we
do you want my mind?
What we danced to. A song called Do Ya, but the Neil Nathan version. And we went like, oh my God, like
how did you settle on this song?
It was a process.
Really?
Yeah, because when we were picking, like trying to go through and pick songs, like Catherine goes one way and then I go another way. And we had a really hard time just sort of meeting in the middle. And she was like, just sit at the kitchen table and listen to like the saddest songs she could find. Like she would just like listen to music until she cried.
Aww.
And I'm like, I'm not going to dance to that with you.
Yeah.
Right. And so it took us weeks. Like we decided, I think it was probably 3 days before the wedding that this was going to be,
really?
That this was going to be the song. Yeah. Yeah. That this was going to be it. It was hard. It was really, really difficult trying to come up with a song.
Did you guys fight over it?
No, we didn't, because it was like a super emotional process of trying to figure out what something that I loved and she loved and was sort of a mix of both of us. And she wanted to, like, I don't know. She goes to like show tunes and stuff like just, I don't even know where she was getting these. No. It was hard though. It was really, really difficult. That was one of the hardest things about planning the wedding, was that stupid first song and what we were going to dance to. It was really difficult. It was stressful. It was like a lot of tears trying to figure out what we were going to dance to.
Louisa says here, during the fire alarm drama.
Oh no.
Oh my God. It seemed like Roz was only worried about himself and if he should leave the building. What about Mocha and the rest of the team? I was worried for them. How much of a celebrity does Roz think he is? Inquiring minds like myself want to know.
Like, I will tell you, when the fire alarm was going off, I started to get extremely concerned that nobody had come up to check on my well-being.
Not us, right? Except like, Shem and Maria dipped, you know, after a little bit just to kind of do some investigating.
Yeah.
But then weren't allowed back up into the studios. Like, you two had to go outside, right?
Yeah, we encountered a very angry, almost like militant worker who I firmly believe is like the sort of station fire marshal type person, you know, during fire drills. That must have been her role. She took it very seriously.
So that morning when the fire alarm went off, my kid was going on a field trip, and it was like a 3-day camping field trip. And all, I guess, the kids were listening to this on their way into school because, if you remember, it finished very late, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So all the kids were listening to this, and Roxy was in the car listening to this, and I had already told Catherine, she was, because Catherine wrote being like, is this legit? And I wrote her back being like, yeah, it's legit, because they didn't know, maybe we were just like doing a bit, right? And so Roxy gets to school and it's unresolved, and the bus to go camping is leaving at a specific time, and they get on the bus and all the kids are like, Roxy, what's going on with your dad? And she's like, I don't know. And then they get, and then they get on the bus and her phone doesn't work.
Oh,
right?
No.
So like, I wrote Catherine saying, hey, everything is fine, it's all good, but I never wrote Roxy.
Oh,
and so the
no.
whole time, 3.5 hours they were on the bus together.
Wow.
And everybody was like, yo, like, what happened to your dad? She's, and she's like, I don't know. I felt so bad.
She's probably so stressed out.
She was.
But don't
I felt
you have like a
so
family
bad.
Group chat? Why didn't you hit them both?
We do, but when she's in certain places, her plan doesn't, like, it, she doesn't get texts. Right? Like, when she's in school, there's Wi-Fi and everything else. Like, she doesn't have a SIM card or anything like that, right?
Oh.
Yeah, no, dude, it was like, it was stressful. It was stressful. Yeah, but I made it out okay, everybody. I'm fine, in case you're still wondering.
LS29 says here, what is your opinion on mac and cheese with ketchup?
Oh my God, gross.
The best.
Oh, what, disgusting. The best? Are you nuts? Yeah, no way.
Absolutely.
Disgusting.
But like, Maria? What mac and cheese are we talking?
Oh God, Maria, come on.
Crack,
don't tell me you like mac and cheese with ketchup.
Oh my gosh.
Not, no. No, I actually also don't even like KD.
You don't like, really?
No, I've never liked KD. As a kid, I asked for the cheese. So I just eat the plain pasta.
So you just eat more pasta.
Yeah, but that's because you're a picky eater, though.
I'm not a picky eater. Like, I eat everything except like specific things. Like, it's like.
So that sounds like.
And that is a specific thing. Like, I just don't like the candy. Like, I've eaten it and whatever. I don't really enjoy it, but like. I'd rather.
Just because you haven't had it right. You have to put corn and everything in there.
No. Oh, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Anyway, mac and cheese with ketchup.
No.
That ain't
anything
it.
With ketchup is wrong.
No,
anything.
Eggs and ketchup slaps.
Oh, Maria.
Oh, eggs and ketchup?
Yeah.
Nah, Maria.
Grilled cheese and ketchup.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay,
you,
I can do that. I can do grilled cheese and ketchup.
No, no.
But you know what? Like, I don't know. I can't do egg and ketchup.
Eat like children.
Erica says here. If I'm remembering correctly, Roz wrote the song for the new ad.
Yeah.
Did he write it and propose, did he write it and propose to use it for the ad? What was the process like? Oh, I mean, I guess she means like, did you write it and then submit it as a, as an example or...
It was sort of in the reverse, which was there was 3 or 4 versions that were submitted to us. And then I took one line that I really liked from another writer had written and rewrote everything else sort of around that that one line. And then I just submitted it back to the people who were putting the commercial together, and everybody was like, yeah, but you know, what's interesting. There's one word that I used and there was so much pushback,
Let's hear the song.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Best friends or frenemies, 2 BFs will never see anything eye to eye. Your brother's from another mother, 2 hella swell fellas, laughing until you cry. Like a joke without an ending, Roz and Mocha got you hanging, cause there just ain't a better time. Celebrate mornings with the Roz and Mocha show.
If you know, you know.
Roz and Mocha, Roz and Mocha.
Right. So,
anyone want to guess what the line was?
Hell.
What the word
no,
was?
What
hell.
Word?
Hell.
What word?
What was the word?
What was the word? Maury says hell. Okay.
Shem?
I'm going to go, this might sound crazy. I'm going to say brother.
Okay.
Brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maria?
Yeah.
Brother.
Brother.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know?
I know.
You know. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the word was frenemy.
Excuse me?
So, because the song starts off, best friends or frenemies. And they pushed back so hard on frenemies because they're like, in the corporate world, it's actually not like a good thing. It's like we tell, you know, we have partners that, you know, we have a very contentious relationship with, and we refer to those people as frenemies. Like, it's not like that. Like people are going to think that you guys hate each other and that this is, and it was just like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Wow.
Like,
specific.
God, and I mean, like, this was a week.
But they were fine with hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was a week. This was a full week of them being like, frenemies got to go.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that?
Was it one person that was holding out?
No. Nope. It was a lot.
A collection.
It was a cult. Exactly. Like, Mocha and I were the very, very, very minority of people who thought frenemies was a fine line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a fine word to use.
Edward says here, what's the last thing you do before falling asleep?
Put my mask on.
Yeah. Your sleep apnea mask?
Yeah. Yeah. Pray, Sham's like, pray to make it till morning.
Maria, last thing you do before falling asleep?
I text Louis goodnight.
Aww.
Yes.
Sweet.
And then do you wait till he texts you back?
Yes, I'll stare at my phone until he texts me back. Because I don't like not like, especially if he's out, I want to make sure that he at least got my message.
So the last thing you do before you go to sleep is not texting Louis you love him, is making sure that he's not out doing something else.
No. I just want to make sure he's good and he got my message.
The writing isn't the last thing. The making sure he got it is the last thing.
Okay, well, if you're being that specific.
I'm not being specific. You're being specific.
How long does it usually take for him to reply? Like, are you waiting like
20
minutes?
Longest you've waited? What's the longest after writing goodnight that you've waited
like
for the reply?
So tired.
Yeah,
and
what's
all
the
you
longest?
Do is go to bed.
I think I'm waiting like 20 minutes.
Wow, 20 minutes.
and did you, and so when he, you, so if you just see like, does he have to write back at that point?
Yeah.
Okay, so then he wrote back after 20 minutes, and then you just let it go? You didn't write anything back?
No, because I know he was busy.
Yeah,
so I was just waiting.
So you didn't say any, you didn't reply at all?
Well, no.
No, you waited.
You got a message.
Yeah. Maury, okay. He writes it, and then like 2 minutes later, he just like drops a whole bunch of question marks?
I don't know.
No, I just wanted to make sure that he got it and that he sent it back. And make sure he still loves me.
David Maury, last thing you do before falling asleep.
I text Matthew goodnight. I thought you'd all laugh at that because he sleeps next to me.
Okay, what?
Okay. You're on the couch
but
and he's
very,
in the bed?
It's very confusing because you do sleep on the couch more nights than not, right?
The last thing I do is put on Forensic Files and fall asleep to that.
Because you don't go to bed at the same time as Matthew.
No, I go to bed much earlier than him, and then he usually goes to the computer and shops.
When's the last time you guys went to bed at the same time? Like had a night where you're like, okay, let's go to bed.
It never happens.
Never. Not even
never?
On the weekends?
Like if we're at a hotel, like before the dog, but not.
Yeah. Before the dog. How long y'all had that dog for?
3.5 years. We never go to bed at the same time.
So 3.5 years ago, you guys went to bed at the exact same time.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
So even I put on the weekends though?
What's that?
Even on the weekends?
No, even worse on the weekends. So I go to bed, I put on Forensic Files, put in my mouth guard and lie down.
Yeah. And then he just stays up.
Yeah. Till like 4 a.m.
God. What?
Yeah.
And what? Wow. Online shops?
Like looking at decor, fashion, everything.
Wow.
He's
got a whole life. Yes. He's got a whole life without you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Roz, what do you do? Last thing before you fall asleep.
The second last thing I do is I will give Catherine a kiss goodnight. The very last thing I do is grab my teddy.
Aww.
Yeah. And tuck it under my chin.
That's sweet, man.
Yeah. Do you and Catherine ever fight over teddy?
No, she has her own.
She got her own.
Yeah, she got her own.
A teddy
now.
Or a different?
A teddy. No,
plush.
A teddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if for some reason, like my teddy is missing, and if I'm like super tired and I fall asleep, like Catherine will find my teddy, grab my teddy, and tuck it under my chin for me.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what love looks
that's
like.
That's the last thing that I always do is I grab my teddy.
I just listen to meditation. That's
you do?
What I do. Yeah.
But are you and
either
Jen, do you,
on the Calm app or the Peloton app?
Do you and Jenna go to bed at the same time?
No, like I fall asleep way earlier, but yes, like we'll be in the bed.
In the bed together.
At the same time, but like I obviously fall asleep a lot earlier.
You got a TV in the bedroom?
There is,
yeah. Does she watch a show while you're...
Sometimes, it doesn't bother me though.
Me neither. I prefer
it. I could fall asleep in the bright ass sunshine.
Yeah.
outside.
I'm the same way.
I, yep. Like, in an instant, I could fall asleep, but I always give her a kiss goodnight, and then I hit play on my meditation.
If I think that there's a chance that I may have a difficult time falling asleep, like, if we're going to bed, girls do bathroom things before bed, right? So she's always, like, 5 minutes late. I will go into bed. Mm-hmm. I'll turn the television on. I'll scroll over to Netflix, her profile, put it on the home screen, and put the blaster right on her side of the bed, grab my teddy, and roll over.
And that's it.
Meaning,
you're done.
Meaning, watch something because it's going to help me fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then she'll come in and she'll put like one show on. And then I'll be just gone.
Oh, yeah.
I have
no problem falling asleep.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
I fall asleep better if Matthew's having a bath. Like if I'm in bed and I can hear him like splashing around in the water. But to me, that's calming. Like, how does he bathe? What is he doing there?
Not a swimming pool.
What do you mean splashing around in the water?
When you can hear that splishy, splashy
also,
sound.
Doesn't the ensuite bathroom just like make the bedroom like super humid?
No, not at all.
No?
Because he has the fan on or whatever.
And right. The fan doesn't keep you up?
No, it's completely silent. New fan. Very silent.
And the door's closed or open?
Wide open.
Wide open. With the lights on?
No, he has a like new lighting dimming. So like he puts candles, dims the light, so I can't even tell.
He has a whole life without you. Has he ever once set up the tub with the candles and the dim lights and said, "Hey, Moore, why don't you come and join me?"
No, I'm not allowed in there.
No, but honestly though, he's never once invited you to come and splish splash with him.
No, not a chance.
God,
the dog has.
Oh my God. No.
The dog?
Yeah, Andy can go in.
Oh my God.
Oh, damn.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow.
Has your dog that you've had for 3.5 years now, Damn It Andy, has Damn It Andy been in the bathtub with Damn It Matthew more times than you've been in the bathtub with Damn It Matthew?
I've only been in the bathtub once.
Yeah, he's only been in the bathtub once.
With him?
No, alone.
Yeah.
No, man.
Oh, I've never been in there with him.
No, never.
I maybe could be if I left my feet dangle off the side. My feet aren't allowed in there.
I would not be able to sleep. If every night I went to sleep were the sweet sounds of Catherine just living her best life, right? Oh, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
That's a nightmare right there.
Right? I wouldn't be able to.
It's a living nightmare.
Because Maury goes to bed and Matthew gets on the phone and talks to his best friends in Portuguese, probably about Maury, right? Like, just living his best life.
You're right.
Shopping, watching movies.
Separate lives.
Oh,
like you guys are legit just straight up roommates.
Yeah, they are.
I said business partners.
Yeah. You're right. Not even roommates, they're business partners.
No. All right, let's head back to the phones. Hello, Kim. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. What's your question?
Thanks. My question is, have you guys ever considered releasing really old episodes of Roz and Mocha as podcasts? For example, your very first show or other memorable moments from before the podcast started.
Interesting.
Funny you ask, Kim.
Yeah.
So a little backstory. When we first started, when Roz and I first started, it was just the two of us, okay? So this was like before Damn It Maury had joined, way before Shem and Maria had joined. So we were kind of like in charge of all the things.
Yeah.
Right? And the archiving of the show during that time wasn't really a thing.
It just wasn't something that people did. We were unusual when we told the company that we wanted to keep all our shows. Mm-hmm. Because back then, even when we started, like if a radio show came in and they did their show, when you left at the end of the day, that show didn't really exist anywhere, right? There was no permanent record of it. There was no archive of it.
Yeah. And then we just started without any kind of way of organizing, started saving some of our old shows. But we're talking, you know, a hard drive full of days on days on days of like full 4 hour shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it took us a while before we could get to that. And then there was one summer, Damn It Maury went through a lot of those shows and started picking pieces apart. Well, right. And archiving them.
So when are you guys dropping that, Shem?
Ideally we'll start dropping it on Sundays.
Starting this Sunday.
Starting this Sunday. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a new, another bonus, or not bonus, but another podcast added to the rotation, another Roz and Mocha podcast added to the daily rotation now every single week.
And it'll be on Sundays, and it's going to be Maury, Shem, and Maria all picking their sort of favorite moments from La Raza Mocha Show from years ago. Mm-hmm. So
like
they're going to be doing...
before we even started this podcast. So.
Like way before. Like nothing they pick will be from the Raza Mocha Show podcast era. Mm-hmm. It will all be from way before all of that. So yes, we're going to start giving fans, because we get this question a lot. Mm-hmm. We're going to start giving fans like old Raza Mocha on Sundays.
That's awesome, because I'm actually almost done my fifth time listening through the podcast.
Wow. Five times? And, Kim, yo, big up to you. Wow. Thank you for the love and support.
I need some new material, so I'm really happy to hear this.
All right, you're going to get new old material.
Awesome, thank you.
Hey, before we let you go, between Raza Mocha, who's your favorite, Kim?
So it's a funny story, because I've loved Raz since day one that I was listening to the show. Even when he made fun of me one time, I called in about 8 years ago and I was so nervous. I made a fool of myself. And Roz was kind of mocking me in the background and he was still my favorite.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Until a couple months ago, he outed himself as not knowing how to say the word mango.
Mango.
I'm with you.
Mango. And I've got some trendy background, so that's just unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's what the unacceptable thing was?
So now, Mocha, you're my favorite.
Hey, big up. Wow. Thank you, Kim. Love you. Appreciate you taking time to join us on the podcast today.
Love you guys, too. Bye.
Once a week, we post on Instagram a picture that reads,
mango.
Ask Ross.
Out of all the terrible things I've done and said.
Head over to the comment section there. Leave your question, your comment, and we'll choose two of you to join us on a future episode of the podcast. Thank you again for listening. This has been episode 682 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.